ghost riders in the firmament. Bookity bookity book book. Bookity bookity book book. An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. And all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, plowing through the ragged sky and up a cloudy draw. Yippee-yi-yay!
Yippee-yi-yay!
Oh, yippee-yi-yo!
Yippee-yi-yo!
Ghost riders in the sky, their brands were still on fire and their hoofs were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. Bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he heard the riders a-coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yay!
Yippee-yi-yay!
Oh, yippee-yi-yo!
Yippee-yi-yo!
Ghost riders in the sky. Riders loped on by him and he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, riding on the range, then cowboy, change to your ways of today, or with us you gonna ride. Trying to catch that devil's herd across those in the skies. Yippee-yi-yay! Yippee-yi-yo!
Yippee-yi-yo!
Ghost rider in the sky.
Hello and welcome to Mondo Hollywood on 101.5 FM in Winnipeg. My name is Amanda Stefaniak, and that was Scatman Crothers with his rendition of Ghost Riders in the Sky that he recorded in 1956. Decades before he made a memorable impression as Dick Halloran in 1980's The Shining. And that song is the first of many today by a celebrity that will be sure to get you into the Halloween spirit. This first set features tracks by one-time TV host Dinah Shore, Merv Griffin, and Bert Convy, and two former child actors, Butch Patrick and Johnny Whitaker. Let's start off with The Headless Horseman, a song Bing Crosby recorded in 1949 for Disney's The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad.
Gather round while I elucidate on what happens outside when it gets late. Long about midnight, the ghosts and banshees get together for their nightly jamborees. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes, and some with fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin. Some don't even bother to wear their skin. Oh, oh, I'm telling you, brother, it's a frightful sight to see what goes on in the night. The spooks have a midnight jamboree. They break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman. He's the worst when he goes a-jogging across the land, holding a noggin in his hand. Demons take one look and groan and hit the road for parts unknown. And there's no wraith like a spook to spurn.
They don't like him and he's really burnt.
He swears to the longest day he's dead, he'll show them that he can get ahead. Mm-hmm. lock the doors. Unless you're careful, he'll get yours. Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, 'cause he'll clip your top if it'll fit. And he likes them little, likes them big, part in the middle or a wig, black or white or even red. The headless horseman needs a head.
With a hip, hip and a clippity-clop, he's out looking for a top to chop.
So don't stop to figure out a plan.
You can't reason with a headless man.
So after dark, you can be good. Stay at home the way that you should. 'Cause right outside and waiting there is the headless horseman.
Beware!
And I'm getting out of here.
It was on a bench in the park last night that you stole a kiss in the pale moonlight. Now you think it's right to return to the scene of the crime. Though you killed my sleep, keeping me out late, and your fatal charm really sealed my fate. You can hardly wait to return to the scene of the crime. The aid of your accomplice, the man in the moon above, you made my arms, my lips, my heart your prisoner of love. You ignited me to a fever pitch, and you took my heart, the result of which is you simply itch to return to the scene of the crime. With the aid of your accomplice, the scene of the crime. Baby, I'm with you, so let's return to the scene of the crime.
Good evening. My name is Bella Boris. Welcome to my house of horrors.
We'll be right back.
terrible, wasn't it?
We were out of school with nothing to do, so we jumped in my car and we went to the zoo. Having lots of fun just walking around, looking in the cages when I heard a funny sound. Somebody yelled and one began to shout. I turned around and my eyes bugged out. He's out of his cage, he's on a rampage, swinging his arms all over the place. Fiery red eyes and a big ugly face. Chip, 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 chip. Gorilla. He climbed on a bus and he rode downtown, stopping all the traffic for miles around. He heard some music coming from a record shop, jumped off the bus and he started to pop. He's out of his cage, he's on a rampage, swinging his arms all over the place, dancing rock and roll with a grin on his face. Chip, 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 chip. Gorilla. He heard some music coming from a record shop. He jumped off the bus and he started to bop. He stopped his dancing and looked up in the sky. A flying purple people leader was flying by. He reached up and grabbed him and he ate him whole.
Yeah. I can't even scare little chickens.
You know, he don't know how to scare you. Back at home every day, he's such a failure, 'cause he can't scare me, and he don't scare me.
Things are really going to get scary now. You'd better watch it. But you know what I like. Stop it! Stop it! Stop! Stop it!
To Mondo Hollywood's Celebrity Spooktacular on UMFM. For complete set lists, please visit the show's website at mondohollywood.ca. And from 1983, that was Eddie and the Monsters, led by Butch Patrick, who played Herman Munster's boy Eddie on the 60s TV show. Before that was Johnny Whitaker with Monster Rock from his time on the 70s show Sigmund and the Sea Monsters. Let's turn from TV to film in this next set with a tribute to Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. Not only will we hear the trailer and star Bette Davis with a novelty track from 1962, but we'll also spotlight songs from Susan Sarandon and Jessica Lange, who played the Baby Jane stars Davis and Joan Crawford, respectively, in 2017's Feud.
Sister, sister, oh so fair, why is there blood all over your hair?
Whatever happened to Baby Jane? To seek the answer to that question, we will follow a man plotting a murder. Highly specialized work. But Robert Aldridge has considerable experience in such matters. He has a dozen successful pictures to his credit. His stars are Bette Davis and Joan Crawford. The scene: an Italianate villa in a once fashionable section of Los Angeles. Its halls, once crowded with the bright, the beautiful, and the celebrated, now echo only to hectic whispers, the insistent call of a buzzer better left unanswered. A telephone that has become an object of fear. A supper tray that will not be touched. A window barred against the world. A hammer. A mute scrawl crying for help. From these elements, director Aldrich has fashioned a motion picture with a curious title: Whatever Happened to Baby Jane? Bette Davis is Jane Hudson. Joan Crawford is Blanche Hudson. But we must warn you, if you're long-standing fans of Miss Davis and Miss Crawford, this motion picture is quite unlike anything they have ever done. It is a bold essay in the art of the macabre, a venture to the ultimate reaches of terror. A motion picture definitely not for the squeamish. And we beg you, as the tension builds to the screaming point, as shock after shock assaults your senses, try to remember that this is only a motion picture. Try and remember.
Get away from me! Get away from me!
No, we can't show you anymore. Only when you see whatever happened to Baby Jane will you know. And the answer is total suspense.
Begins as a summer vacation. A young family finds a beautiful old house. It could be the answer to their dreams.
So you are the people who want to rent this house.
Well, you mean it's $900 and then it's all ours?
Or the beginning of a nightmare.
Marianne!
Burnt Offerings, starring Karen Black.
Are you actually trying to tell me that this house is responsible?
Oliver Reed.
This house is destroying us.
Oh, God!
Betty Davis.
This house is getting so cold.
Burgess Meredith.
This house will be here long, long after you have departed. You believe me?
Eileen Heckert.
When it comes alive, tell them what it's like.
Burnt Offerings from United Artists. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Oh, it's a long, long while. Till December, and the days grow short. When you reach September, when the autumn weather hasn't got time for the waiting game. For the days dwindle down to a precious few.
You've seen all sorts of movies, but you've never seen anything like the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I remember doing the Time War!
Oh, Rocky!
See the Rocky Horror Picture Show, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Change places.
mess with anyone tonight. We'll carve pumpkin faces and watch the witches' flight. Every human heart will shudder. Every soul will shake with fear. Tonight, the creepiest. Tonight, the scariest. Tonight, the most wonderful. Anything can happen on Halloween. Your dog could turn into a cat. There may be a toad in your bass guitar, or your sister could turn into a bat. Christmas time brings the snow. Summertime brings the sun. But on Halloween, your blood begins to run.
Something spooky is going down.
Anything can happen on Halloween. It's better than a video. Gremlin's gonna mess up every cassette from London to Idaho. April 1st can be fun. New Year's Eve is a bore. But on Halloween, your flesh begins to crawl.
Oh, I'm losing control.
Anything can happen on Halloween. Your toenails grow long and your hair turns green. Your teacher could become a sardine. Your dentist could turn into a queen.
Has anybody seen my tambourine? I may start playing big in the beginning. The craziest night you've ever seen. This hairy, scary, creepy, crawling Halloween.
The boiling sulfur bath that I took at the end of The Son of Frankenstein was hardly a health cure. And it was the last time I ever played my old friend, the monster. But there were other monsters for me and for my friends as well. In 1935, when I was appearing in The Bride of Frankenstein, I remember a very talented New York stage actor was making his debut on the lot in The Werewolf of London. That was Henry Hull, and his portrayal of the lycanthrope was remarkable. But it was The Wolfman of 1941, starring Lon Chaney the Younger, that really established lycanthropes as a genre. As the doomed Larry Talbot, he played a role that would have done credit to his dad. Incidentally, I knew Chaney Sr., the original makeup wizard, the man of a thousand faces. But young Lon never had a chance in The Wolfman. Here's why, in a film quote that's become as classic as, "He meddled with things man was meant to leave alone, or I never drink wine." Even a man who is pure in heart and says his prayers by night may become a wolf when the wolfbane blooms and the autumn moon is bright. And when it was all over for Larry Talbot, when he had fought against werewolfery for the last time and lost, had been killed by a silver-headed cane, his epitaph was spoken by one of the cinema's grand old ladies of the past, Maria Uspenskaya.
The way you walked was thorny, through no fault of your own. But as the rain enters the soil, the river enters the sea, so tears run to a predestined end. Your suffering is over. Now you will find peace for eternity.
We may be a hair long. Try one just a little faster.
I was too long?
Yeah, just a little bit. Well,
better be where.
Keep rolling.
Okay.
Let's go. Cannibal Orgy Part 1. Cannibal Orgy Part 1, Take 2.
Cannibal spiders creep and crawl, and boys and girls. Goyles.
They got a Brooklyn ghoul there.
Take a fresh rodent, some toadstools and weeds, add an old owl and the young ones she breeds, and mix 7 legs of an 8-inch beast. 8-inch.
Gee, what a beast.
Here we go, Don.
Brains and bones and bats and bones and teenage monsters and haunted homes. A ghost on the stair, a vampire's bite. Better beware, there's a full moon tonight. Having a ball, Frankenstein, Dracula, and even the mummy are sure to end up in somebody's tummy. Take a fresh rodent, some toadstools and weeds, and add an old owl and the young ones she breeds. Mix in 7 legs from an 8-legged beast, and then you're all set for a cannibal feast. Sit round a fire with this cup of brew, a fiend and a werewolf on each side of you. This cannibal orgy is strange to behold, and the maddest story ever told.
From 1967, that was Lon Chaney Jr. with the title song from Jack Hill's Spider Baby. We also heard a clip of Chaney rehearsing with Ronald Stein, the composer who you hear at the start of every episode of Mondo Hollywood. And thank you for listening to the show today. I hope you can join me again next week for another curated hour of soundtrack music. Since Boris Karloff shared stories of the Wolfman in the previous set, let's start this last one off with Adam Sandler performing a cover of Warren Zevon's Werewolves of London, followed by Tracy Morgan and Donald Glover performing Werewolf Bar Mitzvah from a 2007 episode of 30 Rock. We'll close off the show with King Tut by Steve Martin and the Tutankhamuns, followed by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, aka Will Smith, The Nightmare on My Street. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, stay safe and take care.
Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for a place called Lee Ho Forks, gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Ooh.
when the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen. Doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's.
Man, Trey, look up at the sky. It's a full moon on the Sabbath.
This is scary.
Break it down.
I was working late on my half Torah when I heard a knock on my bedroom door. I opened it up, and to my surprise, there was a werewolf standing there with glowing gold eyes. He says, "Tomorrow, my son, you will be a man. But tonight's the time to join the wolf clan.
Clan.
Tomorrow you will stand at the beamer and pray. But tonight let's gaze at the moon and bathe. Werewolf for mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves. Werewolf for mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves."
All right, that was great, Trey. Okay, it's over. That's a wrap.
Oh. The next day, what happened? The Toma didn't teach.
Oh,
I got up in front of everyone to give my little speech. Then my teeth turned into fangs and my nails into claws. And I nearly dropped the Torah when my hands turned into paws. I growled and I roared and my rabbi did as well. It was a rocking werewolf zoo at Temple Beth Emanuel.
Hey man, where'd you learn all these Jewish words?
My manager, Harvey Lemmings. Werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves.
I just don't think the idea of the song can sustain itself for that long. It seems a little sweaty now, so.
This whole premise is sweaty. We had a reception at the Larchmont Country Club. They served a real nice brisket and an 8-foot party sub. I danced with my cousins. I got money from my folks. We had a lot of fun making circumcision jokes. Then I remembered the premise of my song. I was at a nice reception, but the werewolf part was gone. So we pulled ourselves together and we're wolfmen again. Just in time for monster fight to begin.
No.
The country club employees were a brain-sucking pack who had all turned into zombies and were on the attack.
No,
so we fought them and some Draculas and Frankensteins too. Cause you gotta love bar mitzvah even if you're not an art.
There's no such thing
werewolf
as Frankensteins.
Steins.
There's no plural
boys
of Frankenstein.
Becoming men. Men becoming wolves. Werewolf bar mitzvah. Kooky, hairy. Boys becoming men. Men becoming wolves. I don't want this. I don't like this. This is scary. Turning into werewolves and stuff. You know? I got excited when I saw a poodle on the streets the other day.
Buried with a donkey.
Walking.
by the night. The ladies love the style. Rockin' for the mile.
He ate a crocodile. He gave his life for tourism. Golden idols. Made a stoner.
Abracadabra, I sit on his knee. Presto, change-o, and now he is me. Hocus pocus, we take her to bed. Magic is fun. We are dead.
Joseph E. Levine presents Magic, a terrifying love story starring Anthony Hopkins and Anne Margaret. Rated R.
That it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to Ill. We saw Elm Street and man, it was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare. But on my street, in my room like an oven. My bed soaked with sweat and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I went downstairs to grab some juice or a coke, flipped the TV off, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said,
"You can't go save the letter, now you must die."
Man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming. Then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince, but Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
"Here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim.
I said, "Yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burned." I pat him on the shoulder, said, "Thanks for stopping by." Then I opened up the door and said, "Take care, guy." He got mad, drew back his arm, and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, "Hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real." I said, "Freddy, it's been an awful mistake here. No further words," and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head. Said, "Oh, please do something with Fred." He jumped on my bed, ripped through the covers with his claws. Tried to get me, but my alarm went off, and then silence.
It was a whole new day. I thought I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Come on, Jeff, answer! Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning.
Listen, Jeff,
you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me.
So,
don't
so
go to sleep, Jeff.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Jeff,
I'm going
Jeff.
To bed.
Jeff! 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 Jeff!
Well, gang, it's been a bang. Thanks for helping me celebrate the best holiday of the year, Halloween. Hope the tunes I picked out for you helped put a little spirit back into my favorite holiday. You know, over the years, the spirit of Halloween has suffered a lot. I mean, it is becoming so commercialized. Why, this isn't Halloween. This is Shalloween. Just another excuse for hucksters to hawk something. Oh, by the way, if you like this record, you are going to love Volumes 2 and 3, available soon at the car wash near you. Oh, where was I? Oh, yeah. You know, over the years, people have forgotten the true meaning of Halloween. The true meaning of Halloween is, like I said, people have forgotten the true meaning of Halloween. Anyway, all you weirdos and weirdettes, I am taking my pumpkins on out of here. This is Elvira wishing you a safe, insane Halloween. And, oh yeah, unpleasant dreams.